From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Sundance Film Festival brings the filmmaking world to Utah, but the state also has an industry of its own, actors, crews, and tax incentives. KUER's John Reed has more.
Utah's film industry was hurting 5 years ago. There weren't many projects. Crews couldn't find work. It was enough to drive producer J.R. Andrus to California. But when he saw business picking up, he came back and started a production company. He credits the turnaround to one thing, tax breaks.
Without the incentive, I can pretty much guarantee that any of the big productions would be gone.
Utah's film incentive program has grown. Now it offers productions a total of $8 million to film here. Virginia Pierce of the Utah Film Commission says that's helped bring in big TV shows like Yellowstone, plus two feature films in Sundance this year. She says that's good because a study from the Gardner Policy Institute found that every incentive dollar brings 14 more back to Utah. But Pierce also says the program is small compared to others, so Utah often misses out on projects that want to come here.
Now that we have grown and we've really increased the amount of production that has come here, I think it makes sense to look at growing the program as well.
Andrus agrees. He says he worries that unless the program keeps up with demand, all the momentum Utah film has seen will be lost. John Reed, KUER News.
Republican gubernatorial candidate and former Speaker of the Utah House Greg Hughes says one of the reasons the new tax reform law set to be repealed this week is so unpopular is that Governor Gary Herbert didn't do a good enough job selling the public on the bill. Hughes says Herbert's name wasn't associated with the tax reform, and that's a sign he didn't display good leadership.
Think about the Reagan tax cuts. That's a legislative effort, but it's a president that leads that discussion. That's what you're going to need for tax reform in the state of Utah.
Hughes also says that as governor, he would display stronger leadership in addressing tax reform, but first wants to focus on growing the economy so there is more tax money coming in. The Chief Justice of the Utah Supreme Court says legal services still are not affordable or accessible for many, and more needs to be done. Chief Justice Matthew Durant told state legislators during the annual State of the Judiciary address yesterday that Utah faces a crisis in legal services. Durant says a huge gap separates low and middle-income residents and the help they need to address common legal problems. The Chief Justice asked lawmakers for about $1.5 million to boost judicial branch funding to cover courthouse sound system repairs and additional staff. A bill passed the U.S. House yesterday to fund research on how to slow rising suicide rates across the country. Utah Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams sponsored the bill, and it passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The bill would direct the National Science Foundation to partner with universities and nonprofits to fund research into crisis management and the social factors behind suicide. McAdams says that suicide is the leading cause of death for young people in Utah, age 15 to 24. Rural economies could get a massive boost under policies meant to decrease carbon emissions. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports on that recent analysis.
The Center for American Progress is a progressive think tank that published the analysis. It found that by bolstering existing soil health programs, land conservation programs, rural broadband funding, and energy programs, the U.S. government could decrease carbon emissions. The report said expanding these programs will also help rural economies and long-term rural sustainability. Ryan Richards is one of the co-authors of the study. He says farmers and land managers are already aware of these programs, but there's limited funding. Not everyone can participate yet.
You know, we don't need to reinvent the wheel here. What we need to do is provide support to the folks who want to do good to give them that platform to do so.
However, he says this is just one part of a larger effort needed to mitigate climate change. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.